Good afternoon, everybody. I am Ratnavan Krom Kong from, it's really long name of my office, Chonburi Aquatic Animal Feed Research, Technology Research and Development Center. I'm quite new for this topic because I has been worked for in the laboratory for quite long time, and then I just promote to be the director here in Chonburi for just 3 months. So forgive me if I do something. And I make a deal with you that in my presentation, I will have no conclusion because I ask for you to give me for conclude what I gonna say today and also your comment for my presentation and my data. Okay, next please. I just want maybe another slide first. Previous one. No more. I think this is not the update one, but okay.
Okay, another one.
Okay, I just gonna make a deal with you that I just focus on the commercial fish feed, not to involve in the farm-made feed, because right now, as you know, that Thailand aquaculture product quality and quantity is depend on the commercial feed, mainly more than 90%. So next slide, please. I will straight to just the forecast data from the Thai Feed Mill Association that last year. From the total feed consumption, about 20 million tons, that only 5% of the feed production consumed for the fishery or aquaculture production, by divided into 5% for the fish feed consumption and 2% of shrimp feed consumption. If you see the lovely picture, that one, for aquaculture feed consumption, very less, right? Next, please. But the main production of aquaculture is higher value compared with the land animal species. So the major commercial species, I just cut out the information just only for the dominant commercial or the dominant commodities of the product of Thailand. That for the fish species is, of course, sea bass, high production, and then groupers, some. But in the term of shrimp, of course, the white shrimp, but we have less of black tiger shrimp. Next, please. For the freshwater species, according to the production, the first one is tilapia for sure, followed by hybrid catfish, then snakehead, snake skin gourami, common silver barb, pangasius, giant freshwater prawn, soft shell turtle, and frog. This is the, as I mentioned before, that I just cut off the data from aquaculture production only. You can see that shrimp aquaculture peak in the year 2011 to 2012, but after that, because of the MS outbreak, so our production is decreased rapidly and still not go peak until now. The data in the year 2015 until 2017 is the estimation or the forecast correction. We have the data just only 2014. Next, please. This is roughly forecast by the Thai Fish Meal Association that Thai shrimp feed demand is not increasing because our aquaculture of shrimp is still stay at the lower stage, but the price of the shrimp is increasing up. Here is the real data from the DOF statistic correction. 10-year round of the production of shrimp from aquaculture is, as you can see, the previous picture that is peak at 2012, but decreased on 2013. And the consumption of the shrimp feed is relies on the production of the shrimp aquaculture products. Next, please. This is the forecast information from the Thai Feed Mill Association also for Thai fish feed demand. The fish feed demand is increasing up, and the price of catfish and tilapia is also increasing. This information do not include the marine fish species because the production of the marine species very low if you compare on the quantity of the production with the freshwater species. Next, please. This is the fish production and fish feed consumption. I combine the fish production from marine and freshwater species also, and then calculate the fish feed consumption from the based on the FCR 1.7 according to the Thai Feed Mill Association. But if you are involved in the aquaculture feed company or the feed mill, you will say that this data is not correctly because the FCR they use to calculation is quite high, 1.7. And also the previous slide that I showed the information of the shrimp production and shrimp feed consumption, I used the 1.5 of FCR times the shrimp production. So probably Dr. Supis is here and also some of CP here. Maybe they can say that, oh, the FCR for the shrimp just not exist 1.2 or something. So the amount of the feed, the shrimp feed consumption will be lower than the information that I showed you here. Okay. This is the, and I combine the information from the DOF that we conclude the total amount from the feed company that register under the Department of Fishery, and then ratio is not the real data, but the ratio of the total amount of the feed ingredient product, feed ingredient used in the company that can ratio that the almost 42% of soybean meal, soybean product were used for both shrimp and fish feed. And then followed by fish meal is about 22%. The wheat flour and wheat products also in the third rank. Then the rice bran, broken rice and rice products about 70% used, following by corn, cassava products, land animal protein sources, plant protein sources, and more importantly, even it's only 1%, but it's important ingredient is fish oil that put out the product from the whole quantity, huge quantity of the fish, what is you call low value fish, right? Okay. Next, please. Then this is the information that the Thai producer here can produce the raw material, serve the feed mill company in the ratio information also. The production of the year 2016 or last year from Thai Feed Mill Association that only 3% of fish meal produced here in Thailand, and following by soybean meal and soybean product. Actually, soybean meal also can produce less here in Thailand, but probably they use the data from the by product of the soybean oil company. And for other carbohydrate producing plant is about 60% has produced here in Thailand. So it's really, it's for the carbohydrate producing plant ingredient is, in my opinion, I think it's it's enough to produce the fish feed or for a freshwater feed, complete feed. But for shrimp, fish meal and soybean, not enough at all. So we have to import. Right. This is the problem for use of the ingredient because the aquaculture feed is depend on the high quality of the feed ingredient, like shrimp feed or marine fish feed. So we need more high quality and we cannot produce here in Thailand, so we need to import. And the high competition for using the locally raw material here in Thailand also, farmer cannot achieve or cannot get the ingredient by themselves. And also the problem that Dr. Simwa said, please do not talk more with this issue. So I will pass off the fish meal for the IUU fishing or after effect by non-tariff barrier also. We just do not, this is the intention of the researcher here in Thailand. They are trying to come up to study the alternative of the feed ingredient here in Thailand. So I analyzed the research paper about 200 or something, only the local material and Thai researcher here from universities and also the research institute. So the objective to use the alternative ingredients here divided into three categories. This is I list by myself. The first one is substitute or partial replacement of fish meal by a plant protein meal that they study more in soybean meal, sesame meal, palm kernel meal, peanut meal, coconut meal. This is for the main ingredient that they use. The second purpose is substitute or partial replacement of fish meal by the land animal protein and byproduct and other ingredients. They use protein meals, pig meal or pork meal, meat and bone meal, hydrolyzed fetal meal, also silkworm and silkworm hydrolysis, shrimp head meal and hydrolysis, fish viscera hydrolysis, even apple snail meal also study here in Thailand. Next, please. The third one is the partial replacement or the combination study of the soybean meal by other plant protein meals. The most popular study is sesame meal combined with soybean, the malinka leaf combined with soybean meal in different combination ratio, and also coconut meal was studied also. The major species that they study in the first lang is hybrid catfish, tilapia, sea bass, white shrimp, pangasius, giant freshwater prawn, silverback, gourami, frog, grouper, and swimming crab. Why hybrid catfish is the first rank? Because the quality of the alternatives ingredient there is not high and perfect quality, so cannot use or study to fulfill the growth performance for the high value species such as the sea bass or marine shrimp like black tiger shrimp. So hybrid catfish and tilapia are the most popular for use in the alternative ingredients. The factor that affects the selection of the ingredient here, probably this is not from me, I modify from Dr. Thakorn, the price of the ingredient that we're going to use. But for me, I think the market availability of the ingredient is the most important, because even we study many, many things, but we cannot achieve. And next is the physiological characteristic of the ingredient. Is easy to use or not, need to put something more to do, and the transportation also. The palatability of that kind of ingredient, the contamination in terms of the food safety risk and market acceptability, and also cannot avoid that the nutritional composition of the ingredient that we select. Even the not only the nutrient composition, but the last one is the nutrient digestibility of each or single ingredient that we have to taking into account or consider that factor also. Right now is the regulation that enforcement for the aquaculture feed. Right now, we have the two main regulation that enforcement on the aquaculture feed here in Thailand. The first one is the Animal Feed Quality Control Act, BE, which start from the year 1982, but they have the new provision since to 2015. This regulation is focused on a number of the key areas, ensuring the registration, licensing for the all feed and feed ingredients producer, the approximate composition of the feed and accurate labeling of the ingredient or the complete feed. Regulation on the packaging, storage, quality monitoring through the periodic sampling and so on. And the department in this regulation, the main office who are taking in charge is the Department of the Livestock. But for the department officials, enact this regulation since 1992 is about probably 26 or something years. And lastly, for the Royal Ordinance on the Fishery BE 2015, this focus on specification of the nutrient for individual aquatic animal species, including the specific banned antibiotics or harmful substance uses in the diet in the feed for the fishery species. The aim of aquatic animal feed quality control is the feed producer have to register or the license from the Department of Fishery. If you want to produce the feed and sell in the same time, you have to register feed milling license, the feed sale license if you want to sell the feed with the wholesale or retail, and the formulation of each single feed have to register if you want to sell that kind of feed. And also we have the regulation on the importing feed permission and legislation. And we start guideline of the implementation of the GMP and HACCP certification since the year 2002. This one is just for voluntary only, but it's the global need or something for the trade aspect. And also we control the illegal use of drug in fish. This is the list of the drug banned in Thailand, the melin. And then the species that DOF control, we have only species right now, the catfish feed, freshwater fish feed, freshwater prawn feed, marine shrimp feed, marine fish feed. For carnivorous species, freshwater fish feed, carnivorous species, soft shell turtle feed, and frog feed. This is the number of the feed mill produced the aquaculture feed in Thailand. Both registered or got the license from Department of Livestock or Department of Fishery, but you can see that shrimp feed meal only is 17 feed meal and fish feed 23. The feed meal that produce both kind of feed 26 company total in is 66 company compared with the year 2019 is 5 times of 26 years ago. This is the number of the registration or the formulation that have to register under DOF control. I raise up just only the high rank of the data that we have, that for shrimp feed, the marine shrimp feed, the farmer have more varieties of the brand of the shrimp feed to buy, and they can select, like you go to the market, you have 6,000 formulation you can choose by yourself with the good labeling, and then followed by the freshwater prawn feed. And for the fish feed, the catfish is number one, freshwater herbivorous fish feed. For this tilapia and freshwater carnivorous fish feed, like for other kind of species and marine carnivorous, is just only 470 something. This is the monitoring of the feed quality by the UF staff. After they got the license for the feed mill, and then the staff go to check what they have done, and then until they sell their products. As I mentioned before, that DOF quite tightly control the quality of the feed. So we nowadays we have like the information that we export our commercial feed to other country. But I just laid up only the shrimp feed and fish feed, compare that, like 4,500 ton of the shrimp feed export from Thailand to neighborhoods last year, and fish feed is only 500 ton of export to another countries. the main import our product country for fish feed is Malaysia. The whole year is night time, but I cannot give you the information of the quantity that they import from Thailand. The second land is the Philippines, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, and Myanmar. For shrimp feed, the most quantity import from Thailand is Vietnam, followed by Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Australia, the Philippines, Tanzania, Iran, South Korea, and Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Myanmar. This is we also export and then we also import, but this one is only fish feed are import into Thailand last year. And the mainly exporter country that export their product to Thailand is Vietnam. But I think this information is just the company, Thai investor who are invest in Vietnam and Danish. But for shrimp feed from France and Belgium, I think that one is the most high quality of the European country import to Thailand for some kind of study or for sampling or something. Right, that's all for my presentation for today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Khun Nathama. Very nice presentation.